kids saying that I have kids saying that we that I was the gringo, you know, I kind of felt discriminated sometimes, you know, from other kids because they knew that my family was living here in the United States. Really? And they just, you know, it was more like jealousy or trying to, you know, make fun of me. But, you know, that's one of the things that I definitely remember from my own school experience. So, you know, that's why they put everybody on check for trying to cap with me.
What would you say is one of your most memorable discriminating actions at school? I mean, like, do you remember an event, like, little kid?
Oh, because I was light-skinned compared to the other kids that were more darker-skinned.
What would they say?
Just call you the name? Oh, they called me Casper. That was my nickname.
Casper?
Yeah, Gasparin. So, yeah, that was my nickname. And Pelo de Maiz, because, you know, I had really light hair before. That's, yeah, you know, corn. The corn produced that little, the strings, yeah, this one, yeah. And you know, it's all yellowish, mm-hmm. And that's how my hair used to look like when I was a kid.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So they used to be put on, but of course I was able to pick up their culture too, and I was able to make my comebacks.
So did you have, like, a best friend that you remember and still maybe keep in contact with and you can have a lot?
From my childhood, I do remember a best friend, but we're in two different worlds now. We think differently. He's a party animal. I'm an educator. So. So that's the only, but he was someone that I felt comfortable with, and I was able to interact and establish caring, nurturing, you know, love, and I think that was the main point. That was the main component for me to identify what friendship was. So he's probably the biggest impact in my, you know, that made me define what friendship means. And his name was Claudio.
Claudio?
Yeah. I see him once in a while when I go back to Nicaragua, but not much. It's rarely. He asks me for money every time I see him, so that's why I don't want to go anymore.